And we're back, Stripe Show Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Fulton. Thank you for making us part of your day. Special edition here this week. It's just me. We're going to be talking golf. Golf in Hawaii as we roll into the second tournament of the calendar year. It is the Sony Open at the Wailea Country Club. Great tournament there at Tournament Century of Champions. Congratulations to Harris English on getting his third win, first since 2013. If you follow me, you listen to the Stripe Show podcast, we've been talking about Harris English a lot, way out in front of the improvement that he has made under the tutelage of Justin Parsons. Good stuff there with Aaron Oberholzer back on Monday, as we talked about really some of these things that Harris has done with Justin to get his game fully primed. But this episode here, we're going to kind of dig deep here into the field, give you some of my thoughts here for the Sony Open as I prepare my bets for the Cash Out with the Coaches show presented by Sports Pub. Make sure you catch that show so you can get my picks, but then also my fantasy lineups that I do with DraftKings. So I'm going to give you some thoughts here on some players as we kind of take a look at the golf course, at the field. Who are some of the guys that I will be looking at? Completely different golf course this week, Wailea Country Club. You're going to see very narrow fairways. They're going to be a little more of a premium off of the tee here this week. Last week at Kapalua, guys could really spray it. I mean, you could virtually hit it just about anywhere. You'd have to have a big miss to get penalized off the tee, as we saw from time to time. Dustin was in the long grass. You saw JT in the long grass a couple times. But this week, you've got to keep it in front of you, right? So you're going to see some drivers, but I think you're going to see some three woods as well, perhaps some long irons off of the tee. The rough probably going to be about 2 1/4, so a little bit longer rough this week than we saw last week. Of course, strokes gained approach, always the premium ball striking statistic. Last week, strokes gained approach with the wedges, I think, had a major emphasis. And something that usually plays out at Kapalua. I think this week we're looking for that solid overall ball striker. Strokes gain approach. Give me a Colin Morikawa. That's the first guy that always comes to my mind when we're talking about strokes gain approach. Justin Thomas, who has won here at Wailea. Strokes gain putting this week really elevated. This is a statistic that you see move around a little bit, usually under strokes gain approach. But I think this week, it is very much level to strokes gain approach, if not slightly above. Unique greens here, relatively flat, but you get into this this TIF dwarf Bermuda that can challenge players. And of course, certain players putt certain surfaces better than others, right? We see some players putt Bermuda much better than they will bent and vice versa. So this is a TIF dwarf Bermuda green, and that's something to take into consideration. The golf course par 77,044 yards. Five holes have water, and then the back nine, just beautiful as it kind of runs up the coast. So completely different golf course. As we look at the model, what I've done is I've put strokes gain approach and strokes gain putting with the emphasis on Bermuda, very close, kind of 1 and 1A. Strokes gain off the tee will come in under that. Give me someone this week from the total driving statistic, right? You know, accuracy, we know, has lost its premium on the PGA Tour. This week, I think, like a Hilton Head, like a Colonial, we can move it up a little bit. So strokes gain off the tee, yes, distance is always important, but I'm looking for more of that total driving where I bring the accuracy component and blend it in with the distance, and then strokes gain around the green. If you listen to me, you know strokes gain around the green is usually bringing up the rear. And I think here at this golf course, it'll be number four, although elevated perhaps a little bit more this week than last week. Last week, I think it was probably the lowest, as you'll see it rank. Strokes gain around the green was way at the bottom. This week, I think you can bring it up a little bit. You can't be a dog around the greens, but it's certainly going to be number four. You look at the golf course here, tough start. You've got three par fours right out of the gate. Number one and two rank the fourth hardest hole is number one, and then number two is the third hardest hole. Number four is the fifth hardest hole. Number six, the second hardest hole. So you want to talk about a tough start. Four of the first six, you know, they're going to get after you here. And they play slightly over par with the third, the 12th ranked hole plays right at par. So you've got to kind of hold on a little bit here at Wailea out of the gate, the first six holes. And then you got some birdie opportunities there to finish the front nine. The ninth hole is a par five, very short, under 500 yards. It's the easiest hole in the golf course, averages about 4.34. So these guys are really taking advantage of that hole. Some eagles there, certainly. 10th is a birdie hole. And then 11, tough hole, par three, sixth hardest ranked hole. And then 13 is the hardest hole on the golf course, par four, 481 yards. And then you got some birdies coming in. 14 is a birdie hole. 16, you can get a birdie. 17, the par three. You know, it depends where the pin is there. But the 18th is the other par five, 533 yards. It is the second easiest hole. So only two par fives here on this golf course. And I think when you look at how things kind of set up from a course standpoint, how the model is built, those are my thoughts. As we turn the page here now and we look at the field. And as we open up the computers here, got the dual computer system going. And we take a look at the field. Solid field this week. Looks like 30 of 42 from the Tournament of Champions competing in this. It was 32, but it looks like Patrick Reed, due to shin splints, and Victor Hovland will be not participating. So about 30 players of the 42 that were in the Tournament of Champions. So this is the strongest field that the Sony Open has seen in really over a decade, which is great to see. Look at some of the past winners here. Cameron Smith won last year at minus 11. Brutal weekend. I mean, it was really tough conditions, and Cameron Smith prevailed. Last week, I thought we would see more wind. Didn't work out that way. Soft conditions, light winds, and they tore it up at 25 under. It looks like we could probably be in for the same this week. And if we do, you can see Matt Kuchar back in 2019 was minus 22. Kazire won it in 2018 at minus 17. Justin Thomas blitzed the field, won by seven in 2017, 27 under par. Fabian Gomez, 2016, won at minus 20. Jimmy Walker has won this twice. Back-to-back, 2015, 2014. And Russell Henley, who's in the field, 2013, won it at 24 under. So we could very well see, 20 under here to 25. If they really blitz it, 27 as JT got it to back in 2017. So I think we'll be into the 20s. I think it'll be a little bit of a birdie run here. You know, you start keeping the wind light in relatively soft conditions. You know, there has been some rain here and there. You know, these guys are going to go to work, right? So as you pull up the model here and in the field, what I've done is I've went into last 24 rounds. I like that. Last 24 rounds, and we go strokes gained total. The rankings come up. Harris English, no surprise, is number one. What a performance by Harris last week. You know, when you look at Harris, Harris has become a player who has just built around that terrific putting stroke. This guy's always been a great putter, but now he can drive the ball. He's got good length. He's accurate. And his approach game has really, really improved. In the field, strokes gain approach, he's the 52nd ranked player in the field. Where he's really strong, though, strokes gained tee to green, he's ninth. Strokes gained putting, he's sixth. So you're certainly getting enough of the approach game, and then you let the putter go to work for Harris English. Joaquin Niemann, who lost in the playoff, he's number two. Niemann, you know, with Niemann, you know you're going to get the ball striking. I mean, this dude hits it straight. I mean, he is a ball-striking machine. Strokes gained approach in the field, he's 11th. Strokes gained off the tee, he's 4th. I think he's really improved really around the green and his putting. Right now, strokes gained putting, he's 15th. Let's put it this way. If Niemann stays in the top 20, strokes gained putting, he is going to win. And he's going to win a lot because he can really, really strike his golf ball. Cameron Smith, the defending champion, comes in 3rd. Cameron, you know, is a player that kind of gets you with his short game, right? I think he's a tough kid, kind of grinds things out. Those conditions probably suited him. And, you know, he certainly got enough of it done last year. And from a ball striking standpoint, to let that short game and putter go to work. Webb Simpson comes in 4th. Webb, man, that driver last week was just awful. I mean, he was everywhere off of the tee. Lost, I think, close to 6 strokes. Strokes gained off the tee. So hopefully that's on the trend that we see with Webb, because he doesn't have the distance. He can't be short and crooked, as you know, on the PGA Tour. But I look for him to rebound. This is a place he's played well at. He is 4th. And then Victor Hovland, who is no longer, he was 5th. He has withdrawn. There's Abraham Ancer. I think Ancer is an interesting name this week. He's coming in 6th in strokes gained total in the field, last 24 rounds. Ancer, you know, where he can struggle from time to time is around the greens. This might be a place where he can get away with that and let his ball striking go to work. I think his putting seems to be trending and moving in the right direction. Abraham Ancer is an interesting play, I think, as you start looking for some value and filling out those fantasy lineups. There's Henley, Russell Henley. He's won here before, coming in at 7th. And there's Zach Johnson, another former winner. I like Zach. I think Zach's a good play this week. Putting well. He's 3rd in the field, last 24 rounds. Strokes gained putting. His approach game is 12. So I think Zach is really kind of settling in here. I think this is a good venue for Zach. A lot of fairways, a lot of greens, and make some putts. So that kind of gives you an idea. Those are the top 8 when it comes to strokes gained total. Let's go to the putting game here. And strokes gained putting, right? And if you want to kind of attack it from that way, what are some names that pop up? There's Brendan Todd, no surprise, right? Strokes gained putting, he is 1st. You know, where you lose it with Todd is off the tee. He's 133rd, approach 90. Although I think these kinds of venues, you know, I think he does better in those categories, as we've seen in the last couple years with a couple wins. Patton Kizzire, strokes gained putting, he is 2nd in the field. And there's Zach at 3. Surprising, Jason Kokrak, strokes gained putting is 4th. It's interesting, as I run multiple models, this Kokrak name just shows up time and time again, makes a lot of birdies. You know, he can struggle a little bit around the green, but man, you look at him in the field, strokes gained approach, he's 49th, off the tee, he's 9th. And then you get this 4th in putting, you know? So I think of Kokrak, I think of this long hitter, but yet approach game, check. Putting, check. Kokrak up there, potentially in contention for the Sony Open. There's Lanto Griffin. I like Lanto. I think Lanto's rounding into becoming a very nice player. He struggles a little around the green from time to time. Beautiful putter. Approach game 23rd. Off the tee, 85th. He checks the boxes for me when it comes to this golf course. I think he could make some noise. There's Harris English. You know, I talked about, you know, Harris can putt. He always can. He's 6th when it comes to strokes gained putting. JT Poston comes in. He's tied with Herricks at strokes gained putting. And then Brian Harman, interesting name, 8th in strokes gained putting. So if you're going to go down there, there's Charles Howe, who's played well here. He comes in 9th, tied with Cameron Smith, the defending champion. Chris Stroud, Peter Malnati. Go down to Cameron Davis. That's a player. Strokes gained putting comes in at 13th. I like Cameron. I got to tell you, I think this is a player that I will play. And I think an Australian coming into his 4th season that I think is kind of figuring some things out. Had a nice summer and he's got the distance. I think the approach game's improving. I think the putting is starting to come around. Cameron Davis is a player that that I'm high on here in 2021. Let's go to the strokes gained approach. model. So if you just kind of get into the stroke scan approach, last 24 rounds, there's Russell Henley. No surprise. Russell can really go in the approach game. Beautiful iron player. There's Keegan Bradley. Keegan can putt, man. Look out, right? Stroke scan approach in the field. He's second. Stroke scan putting 143rd. Goodness gracious. There's 144 players in the field. Wesley Bryan is in the field. He is third in the approach game. There's Griot. No surprise. Guy can strike his golf ball. Stroke scan approach fourth. Ches Reavy. He's played well here in the past. Cummins in that fifth. Colin Morikawa. Stroke scan approach sixth in the field. Off the tee, 44 putting, 126. Struggles with Bermuda. Played well last week, though. You know, a lot of birdies. So Morikawa, you know, at the right price, I think would be interesting. There's Chris Baker. Stroke scan approach seventh. Stratka. Stroke scan approach eighth. Gimmer, ninth. Matthew Naismith, 10th. So some interesting names showing up here. There's Neiman. Stroke scan approach 11th. You know, where Neiman just doubles up on you, though, is off the tee and approach. Beautiful driver of the ball. He's got good length, accurate. I think one of the best, actually, in total driving. Makes a ton of birdies. I mean, he from tee to wedge, he's just so good from a ball striking standpoint. I tell you what, I think Neiman might be my pick to win this thing. I wouldn't be surprised. He just keeps this thing going. I really wouldn't. So that's kind of a model there that I like to look at. I like to look at the field, last 24 rounds, sometimes 36, and look at it from a stroke gain total standpoint, as we did, stroke gain putting standpoint, as we did, and then strokes gain approach, as we did. Let's go strokes gain off the tee here real quickly. First, there's Sergio. You know, Sergio, I think where we are now is basically you just wait for that good putting week. Right, as we saw there at Sanderson, where he won. So you know, off the tee, he's brilliant. His approach game is going to be solid, and you just wait for that good putting week. Will he putt good here this week? You could probably flip a coin, and that would answer your question as good as probably as I can. Sungjae Im, my man, there he is. Number two, played really good golf last week. It's cool to see Sungjae get back to playing the golf that he was pre-COVID. He really struggled in the summer last year. He's back, played beautiful at the Masters, and played really, really good golf tournament century. I like Sungjae a lot. His struggle at times is around the green. His putter can get a little iffy at times, but everything looks pretty good right now as he rolls into Honolulu. There's Victor Hovland. Stroke scan off the tee, second. He has withdrawn, so we will not play him. There's Yakin Neiman. Stroke scan off the tee, fourth. He's tied with Johnny Vegas. How about that? Johnny Vegas off the tee can go. Will Gordon, sixth. Stroke scan off the tee. Some of this, I think, you know, it's interesting. Will's a long ball hitter. So how much of that will be, you know, modified here, right? Because right under that Luke list, another long ball hitter. So stroke scan off the tee, yes. These names are popping up. Keith Mitchell is eighth. Kokrak is ninth. But I think it will be a bit neutralized here because of the tight fairway. So you're not going to be able to just kind of step up and give it red ass like you were a week ago at Kapalua, where you're not fearing so much in the trees. You know, you've got trees to deal with here. So, you know, short hand off the tee, as you can see, some of these names not as appealing. And I share that because of the way that I built my model, right? In the model, of course, you know, you've got to have that strokes gain total emphasis, right? And who those players are. But more specifically, strokes gain putting Bermuda, strokes gain approach. As I shared those names with you, you were like, oh, yeah, you could go with that, right? And then stroke scan off the tee, I'm starting to get down into the list. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. I'm not sure about that. Well, let's keep going. Stroke scan around the green. Remember when I said that's at the bottom? Stroke scan around the green in the field. Number one, Steve Stricker. Last 24 rounds. You going to play, Steve? Okay. Siwoo Kim is number two. Rain Gibson's number three. Vijay Singh's number four. There's Harris, number five. Taylor Gooch, six. Morikawa, seventh. Hank Lebiota is eighth. Bill Haas, who just got in, is ninth. Seamus Power tied with Webb Simpson at 10. So you get my point, right? We go through this, and you can see how the names start to change a little bit and why you build the model the way you do and why that's important to get that model right, which we do from time to time, especially when the weather conditions play out the way that you anticipated. And last week, frankly, for me, wasn't a good week for me last week, but I was expecting more wind. And I also kind of didn't think it would be as soft as it was. So it turned into a little more of a birdie fest than I was anticipating. And it played out with the way my bets. But I feel good about this week. I feel good about where the model is, the forecast. And those are some early looks as you break down the specific categories in the model.
Let's take a second to talk about the guys and girls over at Encore Golf. Encore has earned a reputation of having the most cutting-edge technology in their golf balls that the industry has seen in quite some time. Their team in Buffalo, New York, is changing the script of golf technology through the perimeter-weighted designs, use of high-density particles, and even a nano-transitional layer in their latest creation, which offers players enhanced accuracy and control for every shot on the course and extreme velocity off the tee. They already have their award-winning Elixir and Avant 55 golf balls, but the new Vero X1 is the highest performance ball to date. With their full suite of golf balls, they are transforming the game for players of all skill levels. Visit EncoreGolf.com/Travis Fulton for more details about their products that are revolutionizing the game. Now back to the Stripe Show podcast.
All right, now let's have some fun and kind of put the model together here as I see it. And as I talked about earlier in the show, strokes gained putting, moving that up. You know, really, it's one of just a few times I have seen strokes gained putting be slightly higher than strokes gained approach. And we are in Bermuda greens here. It's a interesting Bermuda green here. I've got my notes right here. Tiff Dwarf Bermuda. You don't putt on that a whole lot. I think the RSM Classic there in Sea Island has those kinds of greens. But anyway, strokes gained putting is right there, just maybe a hair above strokes gained approach. And then, of course, strokes gained off the tee coming in third, and then strokes gained around the green just underneath that. So I'm going to put the model together. I also give me strokes gained total. So I'm putting strokes gained putting at about 30%, strokes gained approach about 28. And then let's go strokes gained total just under that at, let's go 20%. And then just under that, strokes gained off the tee at about, let's say, 13%. And then strokes gained around the green will bring up the rest of that, all right? So that's kind of the model that I've put together. Strokes gained putting first, strokes gained approach second, strokes gained total third, strokes gained off the tee fourth, strokes gained around the green fifth. We're going to update that model, and we're going to see the names that come out. So here we go. So number one in that model rank, Joaquin Niemann, right? No surprise. Now, this is last 24 rounds, which is a good sample size. I like coming in. So can Niemann keep his good play going? We know you get strokes gained off the tee, third in this field. Strokes gained approach, he's ranked 12th in this field. Strokes gained putting, 19th. I mean, if he can keep the putter going, this is a guy that is going to win. In fact, Cash Out with the Coaches, my show that I do with Jonathan Coachman, he is my winner of the 2021 Sony Open. I think he'll keep the good play going. Harris English comes in number two here in the model, no surprise. Got to be a little exhausted, though, I think, coming off of the win. But Harris is just playing some great golf. And where Niemann, you know, the question mark becomes for him with the putter sometimes. No question mark with Harris. This guy can roll the rock. And you'll see a lot of Georgia Bulldogs that can putt Bermuda greens. They like these surfaces. He comes in at number two. Number three, Zach Johnson, last 24 rounds. Zach playing some good golf. I think Zach Johnson is someone that you could look at it from a head-to-head standpoint. You could certainly look at from a top 20 bet, and certainly will be in some of my DraftKings lineups, I'm sure. Russell Henley comes in at number four. you know, where Russell gets you is the approach game. You know, strokes gain approach, Russell Henley is very, very strong. Not so much off the tee. He'll give up a little bit there. But in the approach game, he can really get it going. His around the green game is strong, and his putting can be, you know, is fine. You know, he's 47th in the field, strokes gained putting. He's 27th strokes gained around the green. So Russell Henley, someone that you could look at. There's Jason Kokrak. I'm telling you, this name comes up. You run the model a lot of different ways, and Kokrak's name comes up. I think a little bit here in Hawaii, because strokes gained around the green can be devalued a little bit. Although I would say the short game has a little more value this week than we saw at Kapalua. I think there'll be more greens missed here. So I think there will be a little bit of short game to be had. But he gets you off the tee. You know, he's a strong player off the tee, good distance, and his putting has been very good. He's fourth in the field in the last 24 rounds. So Kokrak is an interesting play. Sometimes I find myself kind of skipping over players. I did it a little last week. It cost me. I think I've got to look at Kokrak to some degree, top 20, maybe top 10, somewhere in there. There's Webb Simpson. He's number six, no surprise. He's got to drive it better, though. He did not drive the ball well at all at Kapalua. That's concerning a little in the way he sprayed it. But you know you're getting a well-rounded player with Webb here. I don't know if I'm going to play him. You know, you're going to pay for him in DraftKings. You know, I'm probably going to go elsewhere on a couple win bets. I already talked about Joaquin Niemann. I'll probably pass on Webb. There's Cameron Smith. I'm probably going to pass on him. He's the defending champion. A lot goes into it. I know he's playing well, played well at the Masters. You get the putter with Cameron, very strong, seventh in the field. You know, the approach game, he is, 59th. So Cameron Smith, one of those tough conditions last year, Saturday, Sunday. Can he defend? So difficult. I'll probably fade that. I think I'm going to stay away from Brian Harman as well. He comes in at eighth with the model. Patton Kizzire, ninth, who also won here. Patton Kizzire, he can putt. There it is. Auburn Tiger. These kids from the SEC, man, they know how to putt these Bermuda greens. Apparently with this TIFF dwarf, whatever that means. But there he is, number nine, coming in with the model. Peter Malnati, we see him pop up on some of these shorter courses, had a good run there a while back. Strokes gained total, he's ninth in the field. Putting, good putter, 12th. Does enough in the approach, gained 42nd. I think when you bring the distance down, as we are going to do here at Wailea, just over 7,000, Peter Malnati is a name that tends to show up. Very solid, consistent player. I think definitely worth a look to fill up some DraftKings lineups, depending upon what that pricing is. There's Daniel Berger, a name that I will play this week. And I think a player like a Harris English, who has really improved. You know, I've been watching English and Berger now for the last two or three years, just continue to get better and better. Berger works with Jeff Leishman, and Harris English works with Justin Parsons. And, you know, I like these players who, you know, they don't have the cookie cutter swings, right? They have their own DNA. Berger has a very unique swing, but he's a ball striking machine. And I like total driving here this week. You get that with Berger, 31st, strokes gained off the tee, approach 21st. I struggled a little bit around the greens since the turn of the new year, the season, the wraparound season. But a solid putter. So I like Berger. I'm definitely going to be playing him to some capacity as well. When we do the show, cash out with the coaches. There's Patrick Reed. He is out. Shin splints. Yikes. That never feels good. Eric Van Rooyen at 13. Miana Griot at 14. You know you're getting the ball striking. This kid can go. Strokes can approach. Fourth off the tee, 21st. Ball striking machine. Ball striking machine. Putter 107th. You know, it just depends on the putter. It's like a younger Sergio Garcia. You know, you just, are you going to roll the dice and get a good putting week? And if you do, then, you know, you're probably going to get a top 20, maybe a top 10, and things go right. Maybe he slips into the winner's circle like Cameron Smith did. Who knows? Victor Hovland at 15, he is out. not a good showing for him on the weekend over at Kapalua. I'm interested to watch Hovland this year. I you know, some changes there with his team. Talked about it, had his coach on the Stripe Show podcast last week, talking about those changes, particularly in the short game. There's the Gooch at 16 in my model. Remember, in my model right now, I've got strokes gained putting just above strokes gained approach. A little emphasis on Bermuda here. And then just underneath that, we've got strokes gained total, strokes gained off the tee, and then at the bottom there, strokes gained around the green. And I weigh them out, different percent. That's where we are right now this week. Abraham Ancer, I think, will get some play. He's 17 in the model. Ancer, you know, a player that got beat by Tiger at the President's Cup. Ernie Els made the statement that he, you know, he could definitely be the number one player in the world. That's a bit of an overstatement. You know, when you have statistics, strokes gain around the green, 91st, approach 81st in this field, which is, you know, now albeit it's a strong field for the Sony, but we're not talking a world-class field. Ancer just, you know, I want to like him more than what he is. I know he's a very good player. I know he makes a lot of cuts. But is he that guy that you want to elevate into a top 10? Probably going to pass here this week. Charles Howe, he's had some very good finishes here. At the Sony Open, he's 18th in the model. Strokes gained putting 9th. How about that? In this field, last 24 rounds. Strokes gained around the green, 12th. Strokes gained approach, 114th. Now think about that. Charles Howell III in this field, last 24 rounds. You would say, hey, you got the ball striking, right? No, it's the other way around. His ball striking approach game, last 24 rounds, is what's holding him about. Lanto Griffin's 19. I like Lanto. I think Lanto now is looking to get that respect now after that first win, validate number two. And I really think he can and will. He was T7 here at the Sony last year. Of course, won in Houston back in 2019. The strength of Lanto's game is his putter. He's ranked 5th. In the field, the approach game is 26. So, you know, that's a very strong duo right there, right? Strokes gained approach, 26th. Strokes gained putting, 5th in the field. Struggles a little around the green from time to time. And, you know, off the tee, he's got the length. Can he keep it in front of him, I think, will be the question here. But I like Lanto. I think his game is really rounding into form. Would not be surprised to see him validate that with a second win. That first win that he got back in Houston in 2019. There's my boy, Sungjae Im. A little surprise down at the 20th rank here in the model. Strokes gained off the tee, 2nd. No one hit the ball better than Sungjae did last week at the Tournament of Champions. Strokes gained tee to green, he was 1st. He has really found his game again. If you follow me, you know. You know, I've been on Sungjae for a while. He was the rookie of the year when they came in with Hovland, with Wolf, with Morikawa. He was a rookie of the year. So he's got the game. He played brilliant pre-COVID, won Honda, and then just kind of lost his game after COVID. And he plays a lot of golf. And he was playing so bad, he even took a week off. But he's recaptured it. You know, played very well at Augusta, played very well here. In Hawaii 1 week ago. And I think the ball striking is dialed in. I think he's putting is always going to be a little bit of the question mark. I think he did lose a few strokes to the field last week and still had the finish that he did with the putter. So can he get into the positive strokes gain putting, hit the ball anywhere near like he did a week ago? And he will be a factor. I will be playing Sungjae Im. So those are the top 20 when it comes to the model. Kind of a fun way to go about this. I hope you enjoyed it. But this kind of gives you a little insight on how I look at some numbers. There's other things that I look at. Of course, you can go to pgatour.com and get statistics. But I like to look at the field and just look at the field and compare it to one another when it comes to strokes gained total. But then when it comes to the key characteristics and just what they are in their purest form, and then start to weigh out those strokes gain statistics, give them certain allotment value, and then from there run that model and how are those names changing. So some things to consider about golf is rolling. We'll do this again here on the Stripe Show podcast, special edition. I can't thank you enough for being here. We have a terrific lineup coming up this year. All kinds of fun things here on the Stripe Show podcast. I'm Travis Fulton, your host. Enjoy the Sony Open.